好，弟兄姊妹，我们请弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到马太福音二十三章。
Brothers and sisters, please open your Bible to chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章十三到三十六节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 23.
今天的经文比较多，我想我们用起音的方法，弟兄念单数节，姊妹念双数节。
And today the verse they're commanding, so let's just use the read and the response method. So the brother will read the other verse, and sister will read the even verse.
青少年也是如此，可以跟着一起念。
And use just reading English together.
马太福音二十三章第十三节，请你们这假冒伪善的人是和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们争到人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人你们也不容他们进去。你们这瞎眼领路的有祸了，你们说凡指着殿起誓的就算得什么，只是凡指着殿中禁止起誓的他就太谨守。你们又说凡指着坛起誓的这算得了什么，只是凡指着坛上领路起誓的他就太谨守。
你们这瞎眼的人啊，什么是大的？是礼物呢，还是要有神圣的坛呢？
所以能指着坛起誓，就指着坛和坛上一切所有的起誓。
人得的殿起誓，就是指着殿和那住在殿里的起誓。
人指着天起誓，就是指着神的宝座和那坐在宝座上的起誓。你们这瞎眼领路的，门从你们就入死了，骆驼你们倒吞下去。
你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们洗净杯盘的外面，里面却盛满了罪恶的放荡。
你瞎眼的法利赛人，先洗净杯盘的里面，好叫外面也干净。你们也是如此，在人前外面显出公义来，里面却装满了假善和无法的事。
你们这假冒伪善的人士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们去掉先知的坟，修筑了敌人的墓。
若是我们在我们祖宗的时候，必不和他们同流先知的血。你们去出卖你们祖宗的恶患吧。
你们这些蛇类无所不作害，怎能逃过地狱的刑罚呢？
所以我差遣先知和智慧人并文士到你们这里来，有的你们要杀害，要钉十字架，有的你们要在灰堂里鞭打，从这层追别到那层。我实在告诉你们，这一切的罪都要归到这时代。好，今天我们先念到这里，我们继续做个祷告。
Now let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious word.
求你的灵运在我们中间，将你的话语向我们开启。
May your Holy Spirit walk in the room us and open the word so we can see.
当我们明白你话语的时候，我们的信心在你里面得以坚固。
When we understand your word, our faith will strengthen in you.
当我们明白你的话语的时候，我们知道我们在世上该如何生活。
When we understand your word, we know how to live this life.
当明白你话语的时候，我们才知道我们怎么样做才是真正的能够荣耀你的名。
When we understand your word, then we know what we should do to glorify your name.
求你赐福遵行你话语的人。
Please bless those who follow your word.
让我们能够明白你的话语。
So we can understand.
做和你心意的人。
And become a person that after your heart.
做荣耀你名的人。
And a person glorify me.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. 好，今天我们念的经文比较多啊，念了24节经文。
Today we read 24 verses. It's a little more than usual.
因为这段经文是一个完整的内容，我不想把它隔离开。
Because this is a complete topic, I don't want to separate.
主耶稣在这一部分内容中。七次提到文士和法利赛人是假冒伪善的人。
And Lord Jesus Christ in this verse told us the Pharisees and the scribes are hypocrites sometimes.
两次提到他们是瞎眼领路的。
And twice tell them they are the blind guides.
也是两次提到他们是瞎眼的人。
Also told us they are blind.
有一次提到他们是瞎眼的法利赛人。
And once told us they are the blind Pharisees.
所以说这一部分经文都是主耶稣在谴责这些文士和法利赛人。
And you know, this whole section is Jesus teaching and telling us the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the scribes.
人们经常称圣经的这一部分内容为八惑。
And usually people will list this part of the Bible as eight woes.
这是主耶稣他在地上传道接近尾声的时候对法利赛人所说的话。
This is what Jesus in his ministry on this earth, at the end of his ministry, and.Telling this to the Pharisees and the scribes.
主耶稣告诉法利赛人，你们有八个祸要临到你们。
Jesus telling them, Pharisees, you have eight woes are coming to you.
我们回忆一下马太福音第五章，主耶稣刚开始传道的时候。
Now let's remember, you know, the early part of Jesus' ministry.In the early part of the book of Matthew, chapter 5.
主耶稣在登山宝训中讲了天国的八个福。
In the Sermon of the Mount, he told us eight blessings.
我们看到，虽然都自称为是上帝的子民。
Now let's see. Although they both claim they are the chosen people.
然后他们之间彼此信仰的差别是那么的大
But their faith is such different
以至于一个能够承受上帝要赐给他的八福
So one person, one people can accept the blessing
另一个只能接受上帝要给他的八个祸
And the other side can only accept the eight votes to me from God.
这是一个这个过程。
This is a process.
从主耶稣出来传道，宣扬天国的八福开始。
When Jesus first preaching the kingdom of God, he started with preaching the eight blessings.
当主耶稣即将结束他在地上三年半的传道工作。
Now,It's the end of his three and a half years ministry on earth.
主耶稣宣告法利赛人和文士有八个祸。
Now he's preaching the Pharisees and the scribes has eight woes.
因为在主耶稣这三年半的传道时间里面，
because in these three and a half years when Jesus carried on his ministry，
主耶稣一次一次的宣讲天国的真理，
he has preached the kingdom of God，
主耶稣一次一次的行各样的神迹，显明自己是上帝的儿子，
he has performed many miracles and signs to demonstrate that he is the son of God，
也一次一次的又针对性的指出文士和法利赛人对圣经的错误认知。
And he has pointed out to the scribes and the Pharisees their missed views on the Bible.
指出文士和法利赛人他们那种自我为中心的信仰。
And pointed out their faith is self-centered.
那是以人本的信仰。以人为本的信仰。
Their faith is for by the people。
这是因着那些文士和法利赛人，他们自我中心、自义，就不愿意听从主耶稣的训诲。
But those Pharisees and scribes, they're self-centered. They feel self-righteousness, and they don't want to listen to the teachings of Jesus.
所以，当主耶稣在离世之前，他必须告诉文士和法利赛人，他们是有祸了。
That's why when Jesus when he is about to depart from this life, this earth, he has to point out to the Pharisees and the scribes.
所以
我们看报纸。
所以我们经常说一句话。
Now let's go back to the old saying we have.
在信上帝这件事情上，要认认真真的信。
And we believe in God. We have to believe seriously.
在信上帝这件事上，要诚诚实实的信。
We have to believe in God faithfully.
我们不认真、不诚实。
We cannot be unfaithful.
在那里与上帝耍心机。
And we play games with God.
结果呢，一定是我们活在信的那个虚妄的信仰当中。
So the result will be.Our faith in the man.
那种虚妄的信仰对我们没有任何益处。
This kind of faith has no benefit for us.
我们礼拜天必须到教堂来。
Every Sunday we come to church.
所以说你来之前你要有准预备好自己的心。
Before you came, you should prepare your heart.
认认真真预备自己的心。
Seriously prepare your heart.
来到这里诚诚实实的听上帝的话，
and come here faithfully to listen to the word of God.
千万不要，这习惯了，我礼拜天就是上教会要去做一下。
And never fail. Oh, I used to do this. Every Sunday I just come to church and sit there for a while.
当然了，我都是坐下比不坐的人总不强。
Now let's say you come better than the people who didn't come.
但是如果我们不认真的话，我们得到的太少太少，太可惜了。
But if you are not taking this seriously, what you get is too little, too little. It's really wasteful.
我们既然来了，我们就认认真真的进入到这个信仰里面去。
Since we come here, we should be in our faith.
这个信仰一定会给带我们带来益处。
This faith.What about the rest?
不要我一说益处，马上就讲到世界的财富什么什么的。
Now let's say, if I say benefit to you, don't just think of the wealth and the fame on this earth.
因为这个信仰是属灵的。
Because this is a spiritual faith.
这个益处一定是属灵性的。
This benefit is also spiritual.
是我们心灵里面的一个益处。
It's a benefit to our heart and soul.
心灵里面的东西更重要。
What is in our heart and our soul is much more important.
有许多人很烦恼，得忧郁症。
And a lot of people are frustrated with my depression.
为什么？因为心灵里面有问题。
Why? Because the heart and soul have problems.
所以心灵里面的东西更重要。
So whatever in your heart and soul is much more important.
这个信仰就是给我们心灵里面一个益处。
This faith will benefit for us
这个益处能够使我们面对这个被虐的事件。
And this faith will help us to face this evil world.
这个益处能够使我们面对这个不公平的事件。
And it will benefit us we can face this world who is unjust.
这个益处能使我们面对世上各种各样的灾难。
And this faith will help us to overcome all the disasters and the suffering in this world.
这个益处也能使我们面对我们身上的病痛，甚至死亡。
And this benefit, this faith will help us to face the afflictions and the sickness in our body and even death.
这是多大的益处啊！
How great is this benefit?
所以我们要认认真真的进入到这个信仰里面。
So now let's treat our faith seriously.
今天的经文内容很多。
And today's topic, there's a lot of materials.
这么多内容一直讲到是不可能把它讲透的。
And so in one preaching, I cannot touch all the parts.
所以我讲到的题目是假冒伪善的有祸了一。
And that's why my title is Woe to the Hypocrite. It's a part one.
有一。下次讲到就是假冒伪善有祸了
啊。And since this is part one, then next time you will be more to the hypocrites part two.
二，我继续会就着这部分内容讲。
And I will continue preaching in this part.
所以今天我主要的与大家分享的是十三、十四、十五节这三节经文。
And today, what I will share with you mainly is verse 13, 14, and 15.
但是为什么让大家一起读到38节呢？
But why I let you read until verse 38?
因为从16节开始，或者说14节、16节开始，全是指什么叫假冒伪善。
And it is because from verse 16, it's described what is hypocrisy.
今天我不会就这些问题展开，下一次我会这些假冒伪善的具体行为我会展开和大家分享。
Today I will not talk about these actual activities of hypocrisy. I will talk about it next time.
今天主要的是13和15节。
Today the main is verse 13 and 15.
我们来看13节经文。
Now let's go back to verse 30.
十三经文说，你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们争当人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人你们也不容他进去，他们进去。
But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, for you neither enter yourself nor allow those who would enter to go in.
耶稣在这里说，你们争当人前把天国的门关了。
Jesus said here, you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces.
在这里我们不要理解为文士和法利赛人有关闭天国门的权利。
Now don't think about the scribes and Pharisees had the authority to shut down the kingdom of heaven.
如果这样理解一定是错的。
You're thinking this way, it must be wrong.
因为我们知道天国的门只有上帝才有权利关闭。
Now we know that the kingdom of heaven, the doors of the kingdom of heaven can only open and shut by God.
所以主耶稣说文士和法利赛人是争当人前把天国的门关了。
That's what Jesus said. In people's face, the Pharisees and the scribes shut the door.
也就是说你向前看的时候，
And let's say, when you're looking forward,
你本来可以看到一个前面是 一扇敞开的天国的大门。
And you can see an open door of kingdom heaven.
你也可以从这个门里进到天国去。
And you also can enter and go in.
法利赛人现在让你看不到这个大门了。
The Pharisees,
在你的前面，你就看不到这个大门。
whatever the person and the scratch could be used, they will not actually see that door. Now you cannot see the door.
所以 你也就不知道从这个门里可以进到天国里去。
And now you don't know, you can get in kingdom heaven through this door.
文士和法利赛人为什么这样做？
Why the Pharisees and the scribes do this?
因为他们不想进去。
Because they don't want to go.
因为他们不愿意在上帝面前成为一个谦卑的人。
Because they don't want to humble themselves in front of God.
他们也不愿意舍己，舍弃自己，舍弃这个世界。
They don't want to sacrifice this life, this earth, or this war.
更重要的是，他们不愿意悔改，改变自己。
Most importantly, they don't want to repent. They don't want to change themselves.
见天国的人必须是一个悔改的人。
Anyone who can see the kingdom of God.Is the only a person who is pain.
文士和法利赛人觉得自己很义，自义。
And those Pharisees and scribes, they are self-righteousness. They feel they are righteous.
他觉得自己比谁都义，我怎么需要悔改？
They feel they are more righteous than anybody else. Why do they need to repent?
人自义到一定程度很可怕了。
And some people are self-righteous.You should be careful.
他，我宁愿不进天国，我也是义的。
And we say, even though I don't want to enter the kingdom of heaven, but I'm the right person.
所以他自己不进去，也不愿意别人进去。
That's why they cannot go in. They don't want to go in, and they don't want anybody else to go in.
他们阻挡别人进去。
They will block you.
文士和法利赛人叫人无法看见那敞开的天国的门。
Those scribes and Pharisees, they do something so the people cannot see the open door of kingdom heaven.
最行之有效的方法就是假冒伪善。
The most effective way is hypocrisy.
人怎么会假冒伪善？就是因为他觉得自己很义。
Why hypocrisy?Is because they are self-righteous.
当一个人他觉得自己很义的时候，他就要做一些事能够彰显自己义的事情来。
When a person will feel they are self-righteous, then they will do something to demonstrate their self-righteous.
他为什么这么迫切的要做那些彰显自己是义的事情呢？
Why are they really zealously in doing something to demonstrate they are right?
如果真的是一个义人，就不需要迫切做那些彰显自己义的，因为你是个义人，自然而然就是做错的事就是义的。
If you are a righteous person, you don't have to do anything to demonstrate your righteousness, because whatever you do is flowing from the righteousness.
其实他知道自己有很多不义的行为。
Because they know they have a lot of unrighteousness.
他知道自己在私底下做了很多很多见不得人的行为、事情、不义的行为。
They did a lot of things that cannot be seen by the people. They are not right.
所以说，他要做一些义的事情，彰显义的事情，来迷惑那些认不清他的人、无知的人。
So that's why they need to do a lot of things to demonstrate their righteousness.And confuse those people who are even.
我们许多时候人许多善良的人一看到别人有一个异性就看到他一个异性就认为他是一个好人，马上下定他是好人。
And a lot of time people's, good people's, when they see some people do one right thing, then we just think, automatically think this person is a righteous person.
所以说善良的人很容易上当。
And that's why good people always will be taken by other people.
像看到法利赛人做一件义事，法利赛人他多好啊，他的行为多好啊，多义啊。
If we see a Pharisee and he did something that is righteous, we say, oh, this person is so good, they're so righteous.
所以说呢，他们就可以私底下做那些不义的事来图谋、图利，在世上图利。 做私藏徒弟的事。
That's why those people they do one right thing, then cover all the unrighteous thing they do, and they can benefit themselves in this world.
他如果不做一两件那种彰显自己义的事情，世上徒他老都做的都是图自谋私利的事情，很快别人就看到这个人不长高。
And if you know they never do one right thing, they always do things to benefit themselves, then people will recognize and that very quickly, then they cannot do that for very long.
所以说他为了图利，图利的是能够做到长久，他必须做一些表面上是义的事情来掩盖自己的不义，掩盖自己内心的恶。
For them to benefit themselves for a long time, then they have to do something to demonstrate their right, their righteousness, cover their unrighteousness.
他做了一些能够彰显自己义的事情，也有可以有效的避免别人谴责他。
And when they did something that is right, then it is also effectively to shield themselves from criticism. Other people might level against them.
当有人看到他做不义的事一谴责他，就有那些心地善良的人说，哎呀，他还做了好事啊。
And so, you know, when they did something that's not right and other people pointed it out, criticized them, then there will be some other good people, good-hearted people who say, oh, this person wasn't right. He did all this righteousness thing, true.
所以耶稣就特别谴责他们。
That's why,Jesus here, criticizing and pointing very wrong.
说今天后下一次讲的，从十六节到三十六节，这么多事情，就是那告诉我们什么呢？告诉我们一个很重要的点，他做的义的事情全是很小很小的事，是为了让你看到的事；火头里做的坏事全是很大的事。
That's why Jesus teaching us from verse 39 to verse 36.Whatever they do that is right is a little thing.
表面
Whatever they do that is wrong is not right are big things.
表面全是意思，心底里背后做的全是恶事。
On the surface, they're doing some good job, good works. But behind, whatever they do is all evil.
耶稣用这么多篇幅讲假冒伪善，举很多例子，为了是什么？为了使我们可以认清什么叫假冒伪善。
Why Jesus spend so much time telling us what is hypocrisy? Is Jesus want for us to know, recognize what is hypocrisy?
第十四节，那个我们念的时候跳过去了。
And the verse 14.We read, we jump it over.
但是他有个小方括号里面说，有古卷在此有这一节。
But there is a parenthesis or footnote, and that verse is in some old manuscripts.
而且在马可福音和路加福音里面都有清楚的这一节经文。
And in the gospel according to Luke and Mark, those two gospels, their verses clearly related to this verse.
第十四节说什么呢？说他们侵吞寡妇的家产，假意做很长的祷告。
So what is in verse 13? Verse 14 is, both you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.For you devour widows' houses, and for pretense you make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive great condemnation.
所以在这些经文中，耶稣将法利赛人和文士那种假冒伪善的行为描写得淋漓尽致。
And here, Jesus clearly described those hypocrisy actions of the Pharisees and the scribes.
吞吃寡妇的财产。
They devour widows' property.
这是很大的一件事。
This is a great thing.
却假意的做很长祷告。
And then they pretend they
如果一个人祷告没有不是用心理祷告，而是为了表面让别人看见的祷告，说老实话，很长的祷告也很容易。
And you know, for someone who is not praying from their heart, they want people to see they pray for a long time. Then it's easy for them to pray for a long time.
特别是那犹太教那时候祷告有专门的祷告文，像天主教现在也有专门的祷告文。
At that time, in the Judaism, in the synagogue, they had prayers book. They just can pray according to the Pope. And also like today's Catholics, they have prayers books.
一般的人都会把祷告文背下来。
Most people can memorize the book of prayers.
因为你经常这样祷告，你几件你拿个纸，一页纸祷告。祷告到一定程度，你就不用纸了，你也能背出来。
Because you always read from that piece of paper, then you pray, and then when you pray many times, then you don't need it anymore. You can pray.
所以说，那些文士和法利赛人呢，侵吞完了寡妇的财产，完了就把祷告文背一遍。
And so that's why, say the Pharisees and the scribes, after they devour the widow's properties.Then they just pray for a long time according to the prayer book.
在出埃及记二十二章二十二到二十四节。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 22, verse 22 and 24.
说不可苦待寡妇和孤儿，若是苦待他们一点，他们向我一哀求，我总要听他们的哀声。必要发烈怒，用刀杀你，使你们的妻子为寡妇，儿女为孤儿。
In that three words it says, "You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child. If you do mistreat them, they cry out to me. I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will burn, and I will kill you with the sword."And your wife shall become widows, and your children fatherless.
我们通过这三节呢，我们看到耶和华上帝对那些欺负寡妇的人恨到什么程度。
These words show us our God is all-knowing. He has such fury against those actions to mistreat widows or fatherless children.
用人的话来说，恨到把自己的牙子都咬碎。
And as we said, God will broke his teeth in the hatred against me.
我们看旧约圣经，旧约圣经里很多次提到不可欺压寡妇，不可欺压孤儿。
When we read the Old Testament has many places telling us do not mistreat widow.
这些文士和法利赛人当然知道上帝有关不可苦待寡妇的话。
And the Pharisees and scribes, they of course they know all this word for us do not mistreat the widows and fatherless child.
但他们还敢吞并寡妇的家产。
But why they still will take the property from?The widow and the fatherless child.
他们根本不把上帝的话当作上帝的话。
Because they don't treat God's word as God's word.
说到底，他们就是一群不信上帝的人。
And in the end, they are a group of people who does not believe in God.
就是这样一群不信上帝的人，却在那里做很长的祷告。
You see, these people who do not believe in God and pray.
他们的祷告一定是假心假意的，这是为了让人看见。
That's why their prayer is fake, just for show.
可以掩盖自己的不义。
So they can cover up their unrighteous.
所以通过这个十四节，我们就很清楚的知道什么叫假冒伪善。
And through this verse 14, we can understand what is hypocrisy.
所以说自以为义又假冒伪善的人，他们是无法认识耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
And for the people who are self-righteous and who are hypocrites, so they cannot understand Jesus is Son of God.
他们也是不愿意承认耶稣基督是上帝儿子这一事实。
And they don't want to acknowledge the truth that is the fact that Jesus is Son of God.
我们看到他们是不信耶稣的，抵挡耶稣的，败坏耶稣的那一群人。
We know they don't believe in Jesus. They are the one block Jesus' ministry.
但是他们是文士，他们是文士，又是法利赛人，所以他们就像今天的牧师，每个礼拜就要在这里传讲信息的。
And they are the Pharisees and the scribes, just like the pastors today.You know, they have to preach every Sunday.
当文士和法利赛人将那些他们所不信的那种信息传讲出来的时候，他们就在人前将天国的门关上了。
When they preach without heart, without conviction, and when they tell people the kingdom of God, the truth, they cannot hear, then that actually means they shut the door of the kingdom.
当然文士和法利赛人假冒伪善的行为不只是在第十四节。
Of course, the hypocrisy of the scribes and Pharisees is not limited to verse 14.
在今天念的二十四节经文里，主耶稣一次一次地指出他们假冒伪善的行为。
In today's 24 verses, and the scripture telling us many times the hypocrisy of
在这里经文说，他们将薄荷、味香、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一。
And verses saying, you know, they offer tithes in mint and dill and cumin.
我们都知道这些茴香、薄荷这些东西都是什么？都提味的东西，也就是盐。
And we know these are just spices and just similar to salt.
人用的很少很少的东西。
And people don't use them much in their daily life.
这很少很少的东西，它保证了它要献上十分之一。
In these unimportant things, yeah, they of course they guarantee they will offer the tithes.
就像我们买一帮盐。好吃两三个月五个月我献十分之一一小撮盐。
Just like today, you know, you buy 1 pound of salt and then that lasts you for 3 months. Now you say, okay, I will offer tithes on this.
不做轻重。
And it's not important.
所以他做得很规范，而且让别人看见，看我连这么小的东西我都献十分之一。
And so they will do things.Carefully and telling everybody, see, in these small things, I offer tithes.
要表现自己很属灵。
And they want to show people how spiritual they are.
然而，对信仰中更重要的公义、怜悯、信实，他们反倒不行了。
But what is important to the faith, such as righteousness, mercy, faith, then they don't want to do.
因为要做那更重要的事情，他们要付出的代价太大。
Because they have to sacrifice too much for this important thing.
他们就不行，不做。
Then they don't want to do it.
所以我们看到文士和法利赛人在小的事情上，在一点点事情上，他要表现夸大，表现自己很属灵。
So you can see the scribes and Pharisees on the small things, very little things, they want to show.They are spiritual.
所以他们喝酒啊喝水啊都用纱布要过滤一下，就是把螨虫过滤出来。
And that's why, you know, when they drink wine or water, they will use linen to filter out the gnats.
表示自己很洁净，我很
聪明。
而骆驼这不洁净的大动物，他们却能够整个的吞下去。
But the camel was such unclean thing, then they can swallow whole.
所以他们所有的宗教活动都是表现表现的敬虔啊圣洁啊洁净啊都是很虚伪的。
So in whatever their religious activity, whether it's, you know, faithfulness or kindness or holiness, it's all fake.
表现那些只是为了彰显表现就是做那些只是为了表现自己敬虔。
And you do that, it's just demonstrate how good they are.
内心根本没有真正的敬虔，不认识上帝。
And to show them how good they are, but in their heart, they don't believe in God.
所以说，耶稣对虚伪的、假冒伪善的这些人非常的恨恶。
That's why Jesus really hates these people who are hypocrites.
耶稣说，他们要受更重的审判。
That's why Jesus said, they will be punished more severely.
当我们看到耶稣严严的斥责文士法利赛人那种假冒伪善的自义的行为的时候
When we see Jesus is pointing out and preaching his kingdom of truth with scribes and Pharisees who are hypocrites and who are self-righteousness when Jesus is teaching us this
他们这种假冒伪善的行为就在人前将天国的门关了。
Jesus is telling us this action, this hypocrisy close the kingdom of heaven, the door for the kingdom.
当我们听到主耶稣这样的警戒的话我们就要警醒。
And we should be watchful. We hear Jesus teaching.
我们不要因自义而成为一个假冒伪善的人。
Self-righteousness. Otherwise, we become hypocrites.
那样的人是不会认识上帝的。
And this type of people cannot know.
那样的人也不可能成为上帝的儿女。
And they will not be the son and daughters of God.
当然也不会有份于耶稣基督的救恩。
And they don't have the portion of the grace.
他们只会受到更重的审判。
They will be judged more severely.
所以我们要谦卑地在上帝的话语下。
That's why we should be humble under the word of God.
对上帝的话，不要以为自己明白了。
For God's word, don't think, oh, I already understand.
就我们明白的那一点点，其实我们还是不明白。
Even though we may understand a little, in fact, we still do not understand.
如果我们传福音只讲我们所明白的知道的那一点点就以为那是福音的全部
So now when we preaching we spread the gospel we only spread that little we know and we think this is the whole gospel
所以在传讲福音的时候强调圣经的某一点点的真理某一部分的真理
And when we spread the gospel when we preaching we only emphasize our part we knowor the little part
而没有传讲圣经所启示的上帝的完全属性
and we overlook the whole character of God
和他全备的救恩
and his whole salvation
我们很可能就是会在人面前将天国的门关上事情在我们身上发生
and it's more likely we willLike the scribes and the Pharisees close the door to the kingdom of heaven in people's face.
所以我们要不断地在上帝的话语中归正自己对福音的认知。
And we should reform ourselves based on God's word so we can understand God's plan.
在不断的归正中我们可以对上帝启示的真理认识的更多。更全面。
We shall continuously reform ourselves so we can understand God better and more completely.
可以将耶稣基督的福音真正的传递出去，让人们真正的得到那真正的福音。
And we can telling in the gospel, nothing is true in Jesus, and truly to other people.
也可以让自己真正的活在耶稣基督福音的信仰之中。
And we can truly live in the faith of Jesus Christ and His gospel.
成为一个荣耀上帝的人。
And we become person of glory of God.
好，我们下面来看第十五节。
Now let's see the verse 15.
第十五节说：“你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们走遍洋海陆地，勾引一个人落轿。”记录了教，却使他做了地狱之子，比你们还加倍。
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you travel across sea and land, and to make a single proselyte. And when he become a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourself.
在这些经文里。我们看到文士和法利赛人对宗教的热心，他们走遍海洋陆地，到处传讲他们的宗教信仰。
And in this verse, we can see how zealous these scribes and Pharisees are to their religious. They walk across seas and land and to preach their religious beliefs.
不过他们做的是。只是勾引人落教这件事。
But whatever they do, they promise they want to attract people to their religion.
保罗在罗马书十章二节说：“我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按照真知识。”
In Book of Romans, Paul said in chapter 10, verse 2, "For I bear witness that they have zeal for God, but not according to knowledge."
因为他们没有真知识，所以对上帝不是真正的认知。
Because they don't have true knowledge, that's why they don't have a true understanding of God.
因此呢，他们对上帝的热心只是表面形式的热心，手干的机器。
Whatever their zealous, it's only on the surface, and it's not from their heart.
每周进食两次，必须受割礼。
For example, they observe every religious holidays and they fast twice every week and circumcision.
受各样的礼仪律。
And they observe all the regulations of their religious activities.
当然我在这里说这些外在的形式不是都不重要。
Now I'm not discounting all these ceremonies.
不过，一旦这些形式失去了内在的意义，这些形式与上帝就没有什么关系。
But when this ceremony is disconnected, they don't have their meaning anymore. Then this ceremony has nothing to do with God.
而文士和法利赛人则看重这些外在的形式。
But these Pharisees and the scribes, they only look in the ceremony for these forms and the regulations.
所以他们勾引人入教，不过也不过是叫人加入外在形式的宗教里。
When they take people into their religion, then these people only enter in the outer the surface of things.
却没有真正上帝。耶稣基督信仰的内涵。
They don't get the essence of the faith, what we believe in God and Jesus.
因此耶稣说他们，使那些入教的人做了地狱之子。
That's why Jesus said, they took those people, make them son of hell.
甚至比文士和法利赛人还加倍。
And it's double than those scribes and Pharisees.
当时我看到这为什么加倍啊？
Then why? When I see this, why is double?
我后来看了一部采访书，他说了很对。
Then I looked at one Bible commentary. I think he said very correctly.
因为他们入教没有认入教前的罪。
After they joined the religion, of course they didn't repent their old sins.
啊，入教后又学会了假冒伪善的功夫。
Now they also seen in hypocrisy too.
文士和法利赛人他们从小就是在教里，所以说他们没有入教之前的罪这件事。
And for the scribes and Pharisees, they are in the religion to begin with, so that's why they don't have those sins before they enter the religion.
所以被勾引入教的那些外邦人，要受到的刑罚就要加倍。
That's why the Gentiles were attracted to their religion. Now their sin is done.
所以错误的教义是无法带人来到上帝面前，只会让人进入到错误教义的宗教。
That's why wrong doctrine cannot take people to God. It only puts people into the wrong religion.
进入这种错误宗教的里的人，最后成为一个抵挡上帝真理的人。
And those people who enter the wrong religion, they will become the person who will against the truth of God.
因此，我们就要看到信仰的真知识是一件何等重要的事情。
That's why we should know it's very important for us to understand the true knowledge.
我们一定要真的好好的研读圣经，要真正的有信仰的真知识。
That's why we have to read our Bible carefully. We should have the true knowledge of our faith.
因为这是做上帝儿女、做基督徒一生的功课。
This is the children of God, the Christians, our lifelong lesson.
如果我们说我们自己是基督徒，却不愿意做这么功课，就很难说我这个基督徒是真的。
If we say as a Christian we want to be a son of God, and but don't want to take this lesson, then it's hard to say whether we are Christians or not.
上帝的儿女一定会努力的去掌握有关上帝的真知识。
The children of God will make every effort to master.The true knowledge about God, about our faith.
在今天的基督教里，特别在国内。
In today's Christianity, particularly in China,
我们也能够看到那种走遍洋海陆地勾引入教的事。
We can see a lot of people are zealous. They walk across the land and the sea, and they attract people into the religion.
他们就像十五章十五节法利赛人一样的火热。
And they're as zealous as those people, you know, those Pharisees and scribes in verse 15.
因为他们认为带领一个人信主就是自己圣灵所结出来的果子。
Because they believe they can lead one person to believe in Jesus.Believe in the Lord, and then that means that's their fruit of the Spirit, their spirit fruit.
那是自己信主以后的成果。所以说，每个人都非常努力的去带人，要带人信主。
That's their accomplishment after they believe in the Lord. So that's why a lot of people are very zealous to lead people into Jesus.
他们。将圣灵所结的果子，这个果子的字的理解完全偏离了圣经所启示的真理。
Their understanding of the fruit from the Holy Spirit, their understanding is completely wrong.
加拉太书五章二十二、二十三节是大家所熟悉的经文。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, I think everybody.Very familiar with those two verses.
在这里说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
圣经在这里清楚地告诉我们，结果子是与待人信主没有关系。
Here.The scripture clearly telling us, whether you bear the Holy Spirit fruit or not, has nothing to do whether you lead people to believe in Jesus.
基督徒信主之后，圣灵所结的果子是指向我们里面的。
For Christians, when you believe in the Lord, then the fruit of the Holy Spirit is pointing towards our inside.
而待人信主是外在。
And whatever we do to meet people into Jesus is external, the outside.
日光之下没有新事。
There's nothing new under the sun.
2000多年前，文士和法利赛人喜欢追求外在的表现，而不注重自己内在生命的更新。
2000 years ago, Pharisees and scribes, they want to show the outside. They never pay attention to their inside.
今天同样有人喜欢追求外在的表现，而不愿意改变自己的生命。
And today there is the same people.Who want to show us his outside, but they want to change their life inside.
他用外在的表现来代替自己生命的改变。
We use whatever outside to replace their inner changes.
我们改革中认为一个人能够信主，这完全是上帝的工作。
Reform theology believe when.A person believing in the Lord, it is complete the work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵先重生了那个人，他才会信主。
Because Holy Spirit gave that person a rebirth, and now he can believe in God.
那些传福音的人认为是自己所结的果子，错误的教义不能带领人认识上帝。
When those people who single who are spreading the gospel and when people believe in the Lord, they think it's their own fruit, then that's the wrong teaching.
也不会降荣耀归给上帝。
And you cannot lead people to know God and will not give glory to God.
在这里我绝不是说我们不需要热心的去传福音。
Here, I make it clear, I absolutely did not say we should not to spread the gospel.
我们需要火热的去传福音。
We should zealous for the gospel, to spread the gospel.
我们更要努力的去传纯真的福音。
But we should make every effort to preach the true, the pure gospel.
而不是去勾引人落教。
And we're not just attract people into the religion.
使我们生活锦上添花的并不一定是福音。
Something that make our life a little better may not be gospel.
使我们凡事亨通走向成功的也不一定是福音。
Something that make us successful in everything we do may not be gospel.
福音的最根本要解决的是我们的罪。
What gospel do for us is salvation.
我们在亚当里成为了一个罪人。
Because in Adam we become a sinner.
而这个罪人还时常的自己犯罪。
And the sinner continues sin.
如果不在福音里面，每一个人都在上帝的震怒和咒诅之中。
If without gospel we are under God's wrath and fury.
最后要接受上帝永恒的审判，成为一个地狱之子。
And we will be judged for a by God for eternity, become a son of hell.
这是公义而全能的上帝对罪人发出的审判。
This is the judgment from God for everyone.
因为上帝说了，罪的工价乃是死，所以人人都必有一死。
As God said, the weight of Sin is death. That's why everybody has to die.
谁都无法逃脱这一死。
No one can escape from death.
为此，上帝的儿子耶稣来到世上。
That's why the Son of God came to this earth.
替上帝所拣选的人付上了罪的赎价。
He made atonement for the God of that.
满足了上帝对公义的要求。
Fulfill God's requirement for righteousness.
将必有一死的人从死亡中救赎出来。
And save those persons who must die from death.
我们要知道，耶稣是真实的为了上帝所拣选的人付上了罪的赎价。
We should know Jesus truly paid the ransom for the people who shall die.
我在这里要对真实的这一个词做一些解释。
I want to explain why this is true.
真实的就是说，指耶稣在十字架上付出的赎价是针对具体的个体的。
Because I'm saying what Jesus done on the cross is specifically pointed to a specific person.
是为得救的你我具体的人付出的赎价。
This atonement is specific for you and me.
而不是泛泛的啊，为罪做赎价。
This is not a general thing. This is just a general. Jesus paid ransom for all sins.
所以改革中认定救恩是特定的。
That's why Reformed theology believe salvation is very specific.
所以说，耶稣基督的赎价不是无所指向的。如果那样的话，就没有一个人能获得救恩。
That's why the atonement Jesus did on the cross has a specific goal, a direction. If without direction, then that salvation is empty.
我想举个例子啊，简单例子。
I want to give you a simple example.
比如中国是人民的中国。
We are saying China is people's China.
中国人民银行的钱是人民的。
Now we are saying the money in the people's bank then belongs to the people.
不过，请问哪一个人可以从中国人民银行里随便去支取钱？
Now let me ask you, any of you can, you know, withdraw money from people's bank freely?
所以说，钱是人民的，这是一种虚妄的说法。
And this.You know, all the people, all the money in the people's bank belongs to the people, it's just the same.
你在银行里没有户头，你没有存进去钱，你绝对拿不出钱的。
If you don't have an account in the bank, you don't deposit the money, then you can never withdraw money from that bank.
耶稣基督的信仰是真实的。
We're saying the faith in Jesus is true.
确确实实的。
Is actually true.
上帝不会做那种虚妄的事情。
And God will not say anything that's empty.
啊，我为你们罪死了，完了谁都拿不到。
And God will not say, "Okay, I died for all of you, and in that case, nobody will get."
所以，耶稣基督在十字架上为上帝所拣选的特定的人付上了罪的赎价。
That's why Jesus, when he died on the cross, he said, he died for the chosen people of God.
可以说耶稣付出的赎价给上帝的儿子带来了人类言语难以描述的痛苦。
Whatever Jesus done for us on the cross, it's a huge suffering. It's a suffering, no word can describe.The Son of God.
我们看到耶稣在上十字架前
We can see before he went to the cross
他的客西马利园极其难过 甚是忧伤几乎要死
In the Garden of Gethsemane he's very pain and he suffered greatly almost died
他三次祷告汗流大血点滴在地上
He prayed three timesHis sweat is like drop of blood, drop down on the ground.
当耶稣在十字架上断气之前，他大声地喊着说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
When Jesus, out of breath, his last breath on the cross, he, cried out, "My God, my God, why forsake me?"
父神上帝和他的爱子耶稣基督从根骨到永远那不分离的关系。
God is the Father and beloved Son, Jesus Christ, their relationship cannot be separated from the beginning to the end.
当耶稣担当世人罪孽的时候，永不分离的父神却掩面不看自己的爱子。
But when Jesus made atonement for people, and that eternally unseparable God, the Father, cannot see His beloved Son.
离弃了爱子耶稣。
He forsaken His beloved Son, Jesus.
所以我们看到，到上帝的儿子担到世人罪孽的时候，那比一切关系都牢固的父神与神子之间的关系破坏了。
Now we can see when Jesus paid the ransom for the people, that relationship, the such strong relationship between God the Father and the Son, are broken.
我们就要知道我们的罪孽是多么的重。
We should know how deep, how bad our sin is.
只有当我们知道我们的罪孽是那么的重，是彻底没指望的人的时候，
only when we understand how great is our sin and we are really hopeless,
我们才能够真正明白主耶稣在十字架上受死是怎样的爱。
Now we understand.What Jesus done on the cross is such great love.
因此我们要传真正的福音，就要从人犯了无法饶恕、无法自救、沉重的罪开始。
So that's why when we preach the gospel, we should start with people are sinners. We cannot save ourselves from this at the beginning.
当人知道自己的罪这么沉重的时候，才知道耶稣在十字架上受死是怎样的大爱。
Only when people know how great their sin is, then they can understand the death of cross, death of Jesus on the cross is such great love.
如果我们传福音不讲明，人对自己的罪无能无奈，我们就会轻看主耶稣的大爱。
If we don't point out, people cannot solve your sin. You are powerless. You cannot do anything. We don't care this point. Then we are looking, we're not seriously paying attention to the great love of Jesus of Christ.
轻看主耶稣为我们所成就的福音。
And now we overlook the gospel of Jesus Christ.
无价的福音就变成了廉价的福音。
The priceless gospel now become a cheap gospel.
当我们成为基督徒之后，也没有感恩的心。
Man, the Christians don't have a grateful heart.
所以我们要明白，传福音我们要传清楚，不要传成功神学，不要传锦上添花的神学，要传使我们罪得赦免的神学福音。
That's why we should understand when we.Preaching the gospel, we don't want to tell people, if they believe in Jesus, everything will be successful, their life will be better. We should preaching start from a grateful heart.
这样我们基督徒才能够知道自己是蒙了多大的恩典。
Only through this, we Christians can understand such blessing, such grace.
当我们明白自己是活在这个大恩典中的时候，我们才能够明白现在活着的不再是我，而是基督在我里面活着真正的意义是什么。
Only when we understand this great grace, then we can understand the saying, now what living is not me, it's Jesus living in me, what's the true meaning of this saying?
基督在我里面活着。
Jesus living in me.
基督的国度在我们心中就会有分量。
Now the Christendom, the kingdom of heaven now, is important to me.
每个基督徒也会竭尽全力为基督的国度摆上自己。
And now we will offer our service to the kingdom of God.
基督徒就会有一个完全不同于过去的人生目的。
And now our life goal is different from the past.
也可以真正明白人生的真正意义在哪里。
Now we understand the true meaning of our life.
只有这样的人生才会成为一个荣耀上帝的人生。我们记得祷告。天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word.
借着你的话语，让我们明白我们是蒙了何等大的恩的人。
From your word, now we understand such grace we have.
不是我们配，完全是你的恩典。
It's not we are worthy. It's from you. It's your grace on me.
那我们的行事为人与所蒙的恩相称。
Now let our actions follow our belief.
做讨你喜悦的事。
When we do things that are for your glory.
能为你的国度出去征战。
And we can fight for the kingdom.
将你的大使命福音传到地极。
And we can preach the gospel to the end of the world.
谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Thank you for the precious word.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.